Okay, time now for a special edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
There goes the last DJ.
Today we are joined by Tom Schnabel, who hosts KCRW's Rhythm Planet blog and podcast. He was also the station's first music director. Tom, welcome.
Thank you, Jeremy.
And Tom, you're with us today to tell us about two big losses in the world of Latin music, starting with the Puerto Rican salsa singer Cheo Feliciano, who died earlier this month in a car accident. Let's listen to some of his music. Here is the song Ana Caona by Cheo Feliciano. Tom, tell us about Cheo Feliciano and what this song was about.
Well, Ana Caona was the name of an all-woman Cuban group from the 1930s and 1940s. They toured Europe. They were the darlings of Paris. They were named after a Carib or a Taino goddess. So they were just amazing. I mean, they were playing trumpet and bass and all the instruments, doing all the singing. And, you know, the 1930s and 1940s, that was kind of unusual. So anyway, this is one of his big hits, and he performed it with the Fania All-Stars. But this particular recording was actually him in Cuba with this great Cuban song.
Let's hear some more. This is El Pito, I'll Never Go Back to Georgia, by Joe Cuba, featuring Cheo Feliciano. Tom, you write that Cheo Feliciano was one of the greatest Puerto Rican salsa singers. What did he do for Latin music?
Well, he's a great singer. I mean, he could be you just heard him with a Cuban band or with the Fania All-Stars at Madison Square Garden. He could be with a band that had 14 different members with huge horn sections and everything else. And his voice just lifted the music up, and he was able to lift his voice over all the different instruments. I mean, it's almost operatic what he was doing, but he was doing it with these incredible African rhythms and these great harmonies and great songwriting as well. He just had a unique sound in his voice. He was both smooth, but he had edge, all those things, and he is just one of the great Puerto Rican singers.
Here's one more for him. This is No Hace Falta Papel by the Cesta All-Stars with Cheo Feliciano singing. Que no hace falta, que no hace falta, no, 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 no. Para gozar con la rumba no traiga papel. Te lo digo, rumbero, bueno, no hace falta papel. Ahora yo te lo enseño si lo quieres ver. Si viene de monte adentro no tiene papel. Pero suénale la tumba al niche si lo quieres ver. I feel I'm being transported to Havana, although since I've never been to Havana, it really takes me to Miami.
Well, you could also be in the Palladium Ballroom on the Upper West Side of New York City during the Mambo King era, because that's where they were performing this stuff. And this was one of the big hits for him, and also it's an absolute classic. When dancers hear this song, they will get out on the floor. Same thing for El Pito. Huge hit. A lot of different cover versions have happened over the years, and we heard the original with the Joe Cuba Sextet.
Well, let's move on now to another musician who recently died. This is Cuban percussionist Armando Peraza. Here is the piece Mambo In by George Shearing with Armando Peraza on percussion. Tom Schnabel, tell us what we're listening to here. What was Armando Peraza able to do that no one else was?
Well, you know, in this age of drum samples and drum machines and everything else, when you have a hand drummer who's great at playing bongos and congas, you know, you get something that speeds up, it slows down. It's kind of like a like your heart when you're walking or you're running. It's not always the same tempo. Hmm. Plus, you have all the little inflections and there's a melody coming out of the drums depending upon where, you know, where you put your hands down. So it's all those things. It's rhythm, it's melody, and it's also completely handmade, and it really takes a genius to play like him. And one of the reasons why he was in so much demand, so many different people wanting him, and of course he wound up with a prime gig with Carlos Santana, who told him that, you know, that he was like an absolutely essential part of his band, and it was a good gig for Armando Peraza.
Well, tell us more about him. He was born in Cuba. How did he get into music?
Well, it's kind of a story of how music can redeem someone. He was a homeless orphan on the streets of Havana in the 1940s. He was sleeping on the street. He grew up with tons of violence, like many street people. And he taught himself drums, and he rose to become one of the great Cuban hand drummers. He came to New York City in the early 1950s and became one of the great drummers and very much in demand. He also was a semi-pro baseball player. So this guy was super talented, and for a guy to come out from being homeless on the streets of Havana to, you know, working with George Shearing and Cal Jader and Carlos Santana is really, really something.
Well, let's listen to another one from him. This is Ritmo Africano by Cal Jader with Armando Peraza on percussion. Tom, both of these artists are people that many of our listeners may never have heard of. How did you discover them?
Well, I love Latin music. Among other things, we had a Latin show here on Friday nights back in the day when I was music director, and I would stay home on Friday nights and I would clean the house listening to all the Latin music and taking notes, writing things down, and then I listened to all the other little tropical Latin shows here. I mean, this isn't New York City. You don't have all the Puerto Ricans and the Cubans and the Dominicans here, but still there is a thriving Latin music scene here. There are a lot of clubs, a lot of dance clubs, and a lot of people like going out and dancing to this music because it's syncopated, it's hot, it's wonderful stuff. So I learned how to dance and went to the clubs and know these songs. So, but it all started really with the Latin show that we had here back in the day that I listened to and learned.
Tom Schnabel, who hosts KCRW's Rhythm Planet blog and podcast out in Santa Monica, California, talking to us about two big losses in the world of Latin music, Cheo Feliciano and Armando Peraza. Tom, thanks so much for joining us.
Jeremy, my pleasure.
And as always, we've got a full list of all the music we've heard in the DJ session at hereandnow.org. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from the Institute of Contemporary Art. New shows on view now by artists William Kentridge and Nick Cave, ICABoston.org.